Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 Denver, and FM 96.9 in Boulder. This is the Ed Bozar Chevrolet segment. Kyle Bell is our usual guest in this hour. He'll usually join us each week, but today we've got a very special guest. But Kyle Bell, let me talk a little bit about Kyle Bell and Ed Bozar Chevrolet real quick. Kyle is carrying the ball for a different team these days, Ed Bozar Chevrolet, Colorado's number one Chevy dealer. Stop in and see Kyle at their superstore at 2001 South Havana in Aurora, and Kyle will give you a tour and talk some Rams football. Still, there are still some great deals on hail damage vehicles and plenty of pre-owned inventory and much, much more. If you're in the market for a newer used car, the place to go is Ed Bozar Chevrolet at 2001 South Havana in Aurora. Thanks to them for sponsoring this segment, for all of our sponsors and all they do. Coach McElwain, thank you so much for joining us. I know that we are just hours before the border war, and your time is precious.
Well, I appreciate it, Joel. Thanks for all you do, and really appreciate it, and appreciate the opportunity to talk some Ram football.
I know you've done a lot of that lately. You're a popular guy these days with the success you've had. I just want to congratulate you on your accomplishments so far this year. In the last segment, we just had former CSU quarterback Matt Newton on the air. He was a senior at CSU the last time CSU had a start this good. So it's been a little bit of time.
Yeah, it has. And yet, you know, I got to tell you, this is nothing about me. We've got great people in our organization. This coaching staff and these players have really bought into the idea of investing in yourself and understanding what you can do to affect the people around you. And it goes farther than that. I've been really fortunate. Our administration here is outstanding, and the vision to keep moving forward and keep pursuing excellence is something that everybody involved in our organization is pushing towards.
You know, I know you have loftier goals and being 6-1, and I get it. Every week is a climb. That's kind of your motto. Every week's a climb. You're nowhere where you want to be quite yet, but. At 6-1, the chance to go 7-1 this week, things are kind of setting up in a nice spot here. You're being talked about during other football games on national TV. I saw last night. Are you ahead of schedule? I mean, did you think at year three right here that you were ahead of schedule where you wanted to be?
Well, you know, I think maybe we are a little bit, and yet, you know what? When we got here, we expected that this is the way it should be, and should be consistently, and. You know, it's the kind of program that we want to represent, this university, obviously the Front Range in the state of Colorado, in a very positive way. And that's our mission, and that's what we're moving towards. And we're by no means a finished product. We've got a long ways to go. And yet, you know, I tell our guys, too, you know, let's not embrace what we're doing. You know, I mean, this is pretty cool. There's a lot of things going on that, you know, we're in rarefied air right now. A couple sellouts now in a row, and really the energy behind what's going on has been fantastic. But it's really breaking it down to its simplest form, and it's really what you do today to invest in tomorrow, and that's kind of what we've been doing.
Coach Jim McElwain is our guest. Looking back at last week, what an exciting win that was on homecoming, you know, fans rushing the field. You had a comment in the post-game interview that you just felt so happy for the frustrated fans that have, you know, the CSU fan base that has been so frustrated for so long. You know, it's clear to me, obviously, your main priority is to take care of the 100-plus players on your team and your assistant coaches, but you clearly have an additional commitment to connecting with fans and keeping them and getting them involved. The way you communicate the big picture vision of, you know, the football program and the community, making inroads with students by, you know, visiting classes, you're really taking upon yourself to grow the culture. I don't think that's something that Nick Saban necessarily probably had to do at Alabama or is doing at Alabama. Where does this come from you?
Well, you know, I mean, maybe it's where I grew up, Montana. I don't know. You know, I just can't tell you what an honor it is to be associated with such a great university, you know, and really a president and administration that have one common goal, and that's to make the experience at Colorado State the best there is. And, you know, we've got fantastic educational people on campus in different programs that rank nationally. And, you know, we're just a part of that. And, you know, we have an opportunity to spread the Colorado State word on a national spotlight, you know, with our continued success, which in turn, more people are going to take notice and look in and realize what a great place Colorado State is to go to school and be a, you know, be a support. And that's really what it's all about. And you know, I'm just really grateful for this opportunity.
Coach, the first time I met you was about a month into your job.
Mm-hmm.
You were at the Cherry Hills Country Club Ram Recruiting Roundup, and you know, you had just kind of slapped together this class, and we went through a quick presentation, you know, to the crowd there, and then a lot of the people kind of went up to the men's lounge, and we all kind of sat around talking and getting to know your assistants and you. And you know, you immediately sat down. It reminded me a lot of Sonny Lubick, how he would just ingrain, you know, sit down and just, like one of the guys, have a beer and just chat and tell stories. And you had everybody's ear, and it was, I'll never forget, you were telling stories. Everyone's on the edge of their seat. People are actually pulling out checkbooks without even being asked. It was funny. But then you started talking about, you know, a lot of colleges, including CSU, have like a car lending program where certain coaches will get a car to use. And you started bringing up the idea of a private jet loaning program. And I remember looking around going, are we really talking about finding ways to share jets for coach here? And I just, it was the first wake up call that, wow, things are really becoming different. The expectations here are different. Did you see at that point some blank stares, and did you realize that there was a little bit of a long way to go with how things are done at CSU compared to where you'd been?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that you, whenever you take over something new, you know, it's interesting, and the guys before us, you know, they did a good job. I mean, you know, some things didn't go their way and that kind of thing, but, you know, I mean, it's nothing to do with any of that. It's what it's about, and there's kind of an interesting quote that, you know, this economist back in the 40s kind of came up with when they were going to kind of string him up by the neck and because of his thoughts, and yet he kind of set the economic structure the way it is today. And he had a quote that kind of really hit me when I got here, and it goes something like this. Is, you know, the difficulty lies not in the new ideas, but in escaping the old ones. And, you know, our vision is to push this to the top. And how do you do that? You do that through expectations and work, and not settling for second best, because the one thing I do know is Colorado State is second to no one. And so there's no reason to act that way or think that way. You know, when we were talking about that particular thing is, you know what, that's how you do it. That's how you perceive. Those are the things that help you gain a recruiting advantage, simply by being able to see and touch and be around more people. And, you know, those are all different little things within the organization that, you know, that expectation level and the understanding that, you know what, we got to keep pushing to be the best.
You know, that's fascinating that you say that, because Jack Graham was kind of the spearhead that seemed to break through. I mean, he realized that they had to invest to go get a coach like you, to go get Coach Eustace and Coach Williams and start breaking through the previous, you know, notion that, you know, we just can't ever hire someone like that because we don't have the budget, or we can't build a stadium on campus because that's just so far-fetched and we'll, you know, never raise the money. He was kind of the spearhead of that, and I know that Dr. Tony Frank also shares that, and he settles for nothing less than excellence as well. But Jack Graham, I know you obviously have a bond with, when he left, when he was forced out, did that leave you wondering what was going on, or have you always just kind of been reassured through the president's office that, you know, we're not going to drop off, these newfound expectations are not going to drop off, we're just going to keep moving up?
You know, when you look in, you look at it from a leadership standpoint, and, you know, ultimately, you know, Dr. Frank, you know, was one that, you know, hired all of us, and you know, he has a great vision and passion for this school and this university, you know, I was really fortunate to be able to spend a lot of quality time with Jack and learn some, you know, business foundations and principles that help you be successful as well. You know, and this is just a wonderful place to be. And, you know, Jack is still, you know, on board supporting us, just as I knew he would. And to see his, you know, some of the things that he has implemented move forward, and it's very satisfying for him as well. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, the hard driving passion to be the best is something that, you know, we've been able to kind of start to get across a little bit, and I think people are taking notice. I mean, you can tell by the excitement that was in the stands here in this last ball game that hadn't been there for a while. And now coming on a back-to-back sellout, you know, those are some of the things that I know we're excited about, we're proud about, and yet we've got to continue to build on it.
I know your focus is on Wyoming tomorrow, but I'm watching ESPN last night and watching the Bronco game, obviously, and then I'm switching over and I find myself watching East Carolina versus UConn and seeing UConn take East Carolina to the wire, and I'm thinking, okay, let's have East Carolina lose so if CSU wins out, you know, that helps us get a shot at one of these big bowls. You're taking it one game at a time. I understand that. But do you allow yourself to shoot for those goals and think, hey, this is possible? Do you address that with your team at all, and you think big like that during the season?
Well, you know, you can't get there unless you take care of today. And whether it's a Monday practice, a Tuesday practice, a Wednesday practice, you know, whatever that is, you know, I mean, you know, your daily work habits are what, you know, you have to invest in to be successful, you know, come game day. And, you know, those are the principles we teach our guys and constantly talk about. And really, when you think of it, those are the foundations that help you be successful in life. And this is a lot more than just winning a ball game or two. It's about, you know, making a difference in young men's lives that they can go on and be successful in life and affect someone else in a positive way. And those are the things and those are the things that we're after. You know, that the things that you just talked about, you know, with East Carolina and that, you know, what's great is someone's talking about it.
Right.
And I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, and yet at the same time, you know, this is short. We got to take care of our business and then find out what happens in the end.
Coach McElwain is our guest. We have about another minute here, Coach. I know that you've gotten a sense of the history surrounding the Border War game, this rivalry. You know, both programs over the last decade have been down. Maybe the fan intensity has waned a little bit. I know that's not the case on the field. There's just that that sense of pride among both programs and everyone in the athletic department. It's just a hugely important game for both programs. How do you envision this game going tomorrow? And how, is this a refreshing rivalry to you? I know there's a lot of hatred when you talk about CU, but this is something different. I mean, they're a conference opponent. They're right up the road, and you're playing for a meaningful trophy that dates back to, you know, Vietnam. And there's just so much tradition around this, right? Running the football across the border and delivering the game ball to the game. It's that kind of stuff that make a great tradition. Tell me about your opinion of this game and how you see things going tomorrow.
Well, I think, you know, one of the great things about playing and being part of Colorado State University is we get an opportunity to play in three trophy games, you know, during the year. You know, we play for the Cup. We play, obviously, Wyoming for the Bronze Boot, and then we get a chance to play Air Force for the Ram Falcon Trophy. And that's really what makes college football what it's all about. And, you know, this particular game, obviously, the proximity of the two cities, you know, the fact that this dates back so long. And, you know, there's just a lot of commonalities. You know, we run into each other recruiting, you know, all of those kinds of things. And you know, there's something special about it that, you know, this is a game that means so much to so many. And as I talk to our team, you know, look, we have a responsibility to give of ourselves for the betterment of others. And, you know, this is a chance for us to go out and affect some people and something that means a lot to a lot of people. And that's what makes it fun.
Hey, Coach, really appreciate your time tonight. I wish we could talk all night here. Love to get you here. Hope we can do this sometime again soon. Good luck tomorrow. 5 o'clock kickoff against Wyoming. Go get them, Coach.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate the time, man. You be good.
We'll see you soon. That's all the time we got here on Ram Nation Radio. Thanks for listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow at the game. You're listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.